Hello, everyone. Morning. I'm Sun Jo Hong, the pastor of the Korean Church. It's lovely to meet you all. I'd like to thank you for Pastor Steve for giving me this great opportunity and privilege to share the gospel with you all. And your church ongoing support for the Korean Church. This morning, I will read again the Bible, the book of Matthew, chapter 28, verse 18 to 20, and preach about the disciples. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always until the very end of the age." After Jesus' period of public ministry, crucifixion on the cross and the resurrection, he left this message to his disciples. Jesus specified to make disciples of all nations. I think that he gave the same commission both to the disciples of the times and to the churches of various generations to come. The Greek word for disciples here is mathetes. This is not just meant for students who learn the teacher's teaching at the school. This meaning of mathetes is a little deeper than this. It means more than just simple academic learning. It means to devote your entire life as if you had learned it. It means a person will be transformed into a complete new life, becoming a new person. As Jesus said, it's a life of denying oneself and taking up one's cross. The Bible calls the early church members mathetes because becoming a Christian in the early church meant being prepared for a new life. It wasn't just saying like this, "I like the doctrine of Christianity compared to other religion. I like to read and study the Bible. I like what Jesus said." Becoming the mathetes has to be life-changing. That's why the early church members were able to live despite the persecution of Rome and suffering of losing many things they had. The long history of Christianity, the gospel has been expanded through the many faithful disciples of the Lord, the mathetes. With the great commission of Jesus to make disciples of all nations, the gospel that started in Israel has spread to the whole world. The faithful mathetes played a major role in this. Today, I would like to briefly tell the story of the early missionaries who preached the gospel to Korea to fulfill the commission of Jesus Christ for the first time when Korea did not accept missionaries and the gospel. They made disciples in Korea, where there was no prior spiritual groundwork, and as those disciples made another disciples. I'd like to introduce you to those early missionaries. The first American missionaries came to Korea in 1885. The history of Christianity in Korea is just only about 140 years old. However, before the American missionaries came, the British missionaries made a great contribution. Officially, the first Protestant missionary in Korea was Robert Germain Thomas from Wales. Thomas lived in Llanover, a small town in Wales. He was called a genius when he was young, and at the age of 14, he was admitted to go to Oxford Medical School. However, he was too young to go to university, so they thought it would be better for him to grow up a little more before going to university. But while he was waiting, he deeply converted at a small church his father pastoring at. After that, Thomas gave up on attending Oxford Medical School and changing his mind to attend theological seminary in London to become a pastor. And after graduating from seminary, at the age of 24, he volunteered as a Chinese missionary and left for a Chinese mission with his wife. A life as a missionary in China was not easy. Shortly after going to China, his wife was suffered from endemic disease and died. And Thomas was greatly disappointed and resigned from his missionary job. However, he did not return to his home and was working as an interpreter in Shanghai. And he heard about Korea. At the time, there were already many missionaries from the United States, Britain, and other countries in China. But Korea was a barren land where no missionaries entered. In order to fulfill Jesus' commission to make disciples of all nations, Thomas decided to enter the Korea as the first missionary. And he went to Korea on the ship. But this was not easy. At the time, Korea, unlike Japan, had a policy to prevent foreigners from entering the country. If foreigners tried to enter the country, Korean soldiers would shoot to kill. The ship Thomas was on was not an exception. When the ship got close to the beach of the border, the ship was not long after set on fire by guns and shells fired by soldiers. Many foreigners tried to escape from the burning boat. However, all of them were quickly captured and executed on the beach by the soldiers. Thomas was amongst them. Many people may think, what a waste his life is. He just came to Korea to make disciples. Following Jesus' commission to make disciples of all nations. But as soon as he set his foot on Korean soil, he could not do anything and was martyred. But the martyrdom of Thomas was by no means in vain. Missionary Thomas threw the Bibles that he would brought into the river before he died. And a young boy named Choi Chi-ryang, who was watching all the sights, secretly grabbed three of the Bibles and ran off. At the time, it was illegal to have books brought by foreigners, which could lead to prison. But the boy liked the quality of papers. So he secretly hid some books and delivered one of them to a man named Park Young-sik, who was running a lodge at the time. Park Young-sik also liked paper. So he tore it up one by one and used it as wallpaper. But something amazing happened. Park Young-sik, founder of Bible Verses, while reading the text on the wallpaper. The book of Hebrew, chapter 8, verse 7, 27. Just as man is destined to die once, and after that to face judgment, beginning with these words, he read several Bible verses, and finally, he was converted. And later, he made his lodge into Korea's first church. What would happen to a young boy who had taken the Bible? He was also converted while reading the Bible. And later, he became one of the first seven pastors in the early Korean church. Although the death of missionary Thomas seemed meaningless, God was working through his ministry that prayed to make disciples of all nations. What was even more surprising was a soldier who killed missionary Thomas on the beach with a knife. His name is Park Chun-kwon. He later said, "When I tried to kill the missionary, his face looked so calm. There was no fear at all. Then he pointed to the book he had brought and said something I couldn't understand. Perhaps he wanted me to read this book. So, after I killed him, I secretly took the book, handed it over to me, and came home to read it. And I met Jesus, whom really wanted to share." Park Chun-kwon, later he became the elder of the first Korean church and did a great job in the early church. It was so amazing what God was doing, wasn't it? Through Madetes, people who wanted to obey God's word, he was working together to make disciples of all nations. This beautiful story does not end here. Thomas' death was known to many missionaries in China. Another missionary, John Ross, sent from Scotland, heard about this story 6 years after Thomas' martyrdom. John Ross himself wanted to go to Korea instead of Thomas and decided he had to do what Thomas couldn't do. This was not an easy task because Korea is still a mission-prohibited country, barring foreigners. Ross wanted to go to Korea, but he had no choice to stay in China and deliver the Bible copies translated into Chinese to the Korean people for 2 years. Ross thought that it would be more effective to Korean, for Korean to have their own Bible translated into Korean than to hand out a Chinese Bible. At those days, there must be many Koreans who cannot understand, who cannot read the Chinese. Ross wanted to translate the Bible into Korean so that they can read it comfortably. And John Ross started translating the Bible into Korean, but he had to look for someone to help him translate the Bible, translate Korean Bible. And a man named Lee Eung-chan came to him. He was about to commit suicide because his business failed. But he heard that translating the Bible would give him a lot of money. He met with John Ross and promised to help with just one condition. The condition was not to force his belief on him. However, not long after Lee Eun-chan worked for him, he was converted while translating the Bible. There was another person who came to Los wanting to help him. His name was Baek Hong-jun, and he said to Los, "Missionary Los, I have already read the Bible and believe in God." Los couldn't believe it and asked him how. He said, "About 2 years ago, you gave the Chinese Bible to the Korean in China, right?" "Yes, I did," said Los. "One of them who took the Bible was my father. After reading the Bible that my father brought, I was converted. I was so happy to hear that you were looking for a Bible translator, so I came here as soon as I heard it. Please allow me to translate the Bible into my language." These are truly amazing things. John Luce's work in China seemed meaningless, with no result, but the truth was that God was working through them, through him. The original Korean Bible translated by John Luce in 1882 is now in the Cambridge University main library. When I realized it, I really wanted to see it, so I went to the library to ask the librarian if I was able to view it. I was kindly shown the Luce Bible as well as all the books he wrote that they had in the storage. Furthermore, we agreed to hold the Korean Bible exhibition for a month in the library in 2019. And I heard that this was the first time in the library's 600-year history. In 1882, when Luce finished and established the first Korean Bible, and in 1885, 3 years after that, missionaries officially came to Korea from the United States. Korea decided to change its policy to accept foreigners. It said that when the American missionary came to Korea, they were quite embarrassed. The reason was that even before the missionaries came in, Koreans not only already had the Bible, but also some people believe in God. This is a special occasion rarely found in the mission history. So far, we have looked at the great commission of Jesus Christ and the faithful disciples who obeyed those commission, focusing on the special missionaries who came to Korea from Britain. They were faithful disciples of Jesus Christ, the Madetes. We'll never forget their dedication. Thanks to the missionaries of the Korean early church, there are now so many Christians in Korea that about 30% of the population is Christian. It must have been a remarkable event in the short church history. There is such a joke. When Asian people go abroad, the Chinese people set up restaurants. The Japanese people set up companies. And the Korean people set up churches. You'll find Korean churches in almost every part of the UK. There are now over 100 Korean churches in England. The contribution of the early missionaries is great. Until the Korean church today exists. Above all, we can never forget what the early British missionary did. I don't know much about the church in Britain. But I hear that church's population is declining in some local churches in small town. They worship with only a few elderly people without young people. I also hear that some churches is selling their own building because they cannot afford to maintain them. I hear that the church is struggling in many other ways as well. But please, do not lose your hope, because God can change everything through a few people's, few disciples who obey His word, just like the people who came to Korea. I have been pastoring Korean church for 14 years now. At first, I had no idea it was going to be this long. One of the reasons I cannot leave this church is because of the people I meet. We have people who already have faith in church, in our church, but there are also many people who have never entered, never attended the church when they were in Korea. They just come to our church to meet people. And this is a good opportunity for me to share the gospel with them. Our church is not contributing much to the mission, but the purpose is to make each one faithful disciples of Jesus Christ. I have the belief that God works through a few faithful disciples rather than a large numbers. Even if our current situation is uncertain and doesn't look good, we should not be discouraged, because God works invisibly through those who obey His will, like our early missionaries. It seems meaningless without any result, but God is still working. We must believe this. We all are not great people, but our God is great. He's Almighty God. When you want to be faithful madetes of the Lord, God will do His work with us. Thank you very much.